The new world is here now. The new world is here now, but its geography is the same as the world of historical times. It is a world of new perception, a world of new understanding, a world where resources are limited only by the capacity to appreciate. Wherever love is honored, so is the Creator. I desire no greater praise. What I seek from my creation is the knowledge that the love I give to my creatures is as vital to them as it is for me, not because of commandments or requirements, but because they catch the spirit of my nature, they fall in love with love, its joy, its eternal pursuit of beauty, wonder, and new creation. This is what it means to be born again in God, to awaken within one's heart and soul the same motivation that motivates the sun, moon, and stars, the same motivation that rushes in rivers through the valleys of earth, that thunders in her heavens and celebrates her ecosystems. The ships of my understanding navigate eternal seas. The ships of my understanding navigate eternal seas. You cannot board them if you cannot perceive them, and you perceive not from behind the doors of yesterday. My ships, light ships of understanding, sail. They will not long remain. I am a moving being, and this is not my final port of call. I come now to knock upon the door of your heart. There are those here with me of the angelic realms who, though they cannot open the door for you, you alone must do that will illuminate the doorway and encourage you in spirit. Once you reach forth your will to move through the opening, be assured that many luminous beings will help you hold the opening while you pass through into the new awareness, the awareness that will make my light ships, my ships of vision, your own. Reminder: God has no office hours. God has no office hours. There is never a time of day when God is unavailable. Day or night, summer or winter, God is always present, always ready to heal, to comfort, to inspire. It is not possible that you could turn to God in prayer without receiving help. It is not possible that you could ever find yourself anywhere where God was not fully present, fully active, able, and willing to set you free from any difficulty. The one thing that is required is that you shall turn to Him wholeheartedly, and that you shall expect Him to act. If you turn to God in prayer, without tension, without vehemence, but quietly, steadily, and persistently, results will come. Emmett Fox.